Welcome to the National Awakening Conference call. My name is Marlon Sharp. I'm the National Field Director for STAND. Here's your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Thank you, Pastor Marlon. Appreciate that. And thanks, everybody, for joining us as always. We've got a very special guest coming up. She's a dear friend, but she is also a tremendous conservative leader who has been at this for longer than she probably would care to have me mention. But she has been on the front lines for a long, long time. And again, when I read her resume, I'm just kind of shocked that she's not on Fox every time the program, every time there's a news program, but you all know what's happening now. Conservative Christians, Bible-believing Christians are not welcome. We're just not welcome, particularly not if we're not coming that from that perspective. Now, if you're willing to suppress that, oh, then, you know, no problem. But if that's your perspective, if you're associated with what the Southern Poverty Law Center calls hate groups like, you know, American Family Radio, she and I were both talk host, show hosts there, and she was governmental relations director for them and that kind of thing, you know, a senior fellow for a Family Research Council, which is another considered by some to be another hate group, you're just not welcome. If you have a biblical view on marriage and sexuality and life, that's just not, they don't want to hear that, sadly. And a lot of the conservative secular outlets don't want to hear that. So she'll be with us here momentarily. In the meantime, let's open up, as always, with a word of prayer. Let me say, just before I pray, we've got about 30 tickets, complimentary tickets available for the STAND Awards Banquet. About 30 complimentary tickets available for the STAND Awards Banquet. We would love to have you come. You can come as our guest. You don't have to pay anything. You've got to get yourself there, but you don't have to pay anything to get in. The tickets are $125, and people are paying $125, but we've got 30 tickets, complimentary tickets for supporters as a result of the generosity of our sponsors, who have made major contributions but cannot be at the dinner. We can extend this courtesy to our supporters who want to be there and maybe for whatever reasons are just not able to pay the $125. You can come. You can bring up to one guest or up to three as a family, up to one as a friend or what have you. But for a family, you can bring up to four. And we'll do that until we have run out of those tickets. But with 2 weeks left, we started this with 50. 20 are gone already, so we're down to about 30 now. So if you want to take advantage of that, please do. Go to standamerica.us, and when you click on the tickets, you'll see one of the categories there is complimentary tickets, where you can actually sign up for a complimentary ticket right there online without having to pay anything. Okay? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful country of ours, and Lord, in spite of all of the problems and challenges we are facing, and they are many. We're facing international challenges, military challenges, and we're also facing internal challenges, cultural challenges, educational challenges. So, Lord, we are beset on every side, it seems, but we really do believe that we will emerge victorious and that the country that our founding fathers bequeathed, a nation of freedom and hope and opportunity, will persist. We will survive the onslaught of the wicked, twisted, godless forces that are trying to turn this country into something it was never meant to be. We even saw how they've taken the Appeal to Heaven flag, which was inaugurated during the Revolutionary War, based upon a quotation from John Locke, the great philosopher of freedom and liberty. They turned that into something racist now. Suddenly that's white supremacy. But it's just what we're facing, Lord. But we believe in absolute and complete victory over these forces of evil. You said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We believe that. You said that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We believe that. You said you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We believe that. We believe that against the circumstances. We believe that against the odds. We believe that against all the political machinations of those who are in it for power, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, we believe that against all evil that is trying to turn this country, fundamentally transform this country into something it was never meant to be. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance for the victory. We pray for Donald Trump. There's an effort to destroy him. And right now he is facing a trial in which he could end up convicted. Apparently the Democrats are already planning now to call him a convicted felon with every other word out of their mouths as a way of trying to destroy his credibility. But Lord, we pray for not only for his victory in court, but his victory at the ballot box in November, because he is the only one running for president who is standing against the evil that is trying to overthrow this constitutional republic. And we pray that he will be successful in doing that. And we stand with him, not because he's perfect, because he's not, and far from it, but because he's really the only person running for president right now who seems to understand what we are up against and is willing to fight it with everything he's got. And so, Lord, he needs your help and he needs our support. And so we thank you and praise you that our country remains a constitutional republic to this day. We're almost a quarter of a millennium old. And we believe that we will remain a constitutional republic and break through the barrier, the 300-year barrier that people, historians say, and when empires fall, we believe to break through that and continue until you come. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, not by our might or by our power, but by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, folks. Well, again, thank you all for joining us. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Our guest, Sandy Rios, is one of our honorees at the Stand Awards dinner, so I hope you will plan to come out and be able to be there and maybe greet her personally and encourage her, because she has certainly been on the front lines for all of us for a long, long time. Have we found her?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
Okay. We have not been able to reach Sandy. It's like we're having a little scheduling issues here. Let me just try to touch bases with her. But as always, folks, if she doesn't show up, there's some things I've got to discuss, as always. She's in a different – well, no, she actually – I think she is in Eastern time zone. I think she's down in Florida, so. Did you text her the call-in line, too, just in case?
I didn't text her the call-in line, but she's not responding to the text that I sent her earlier.
Okay, well, text her the call-in line anyway, just so that she has it handy. Maybe she's not seeing it or reading it, and maybe when she sees it, she will have to scramble around trying to find. Oh my goodness! So look, where do I do this? Oh, you know what? My texts are not even going through. But yeah, do that. Send her the call in. Folks, and Sandy, if you are on, press *6 and get in queue, so we'll recognize that is you, because you may be on right now and not unable to figure out how to get the floor. Press *6, Sandy, if you are on already. I'm sure you all heard that this during Memorial Day, this effort to take the Appeal to Heaven flag, which some are lifting up at this time of crisis in our nation, and trying to turn that into a symbol of racism. Now, folks, again, don't ask me how that makes any sense, because it doesn't. I can tell you how their twisted thinking got them there, but don't expect that to make any sense at all. I say it's a green pine tree on a plain white background with the words "Appeal to Heaven," and somehow that is supposed to be some kind of racist dog whistle. The twisted, wicked the perverse thinking of these people is almost impossible to fathom. It really is. It's almost impossible to fathom. But here's the way they do that, and so I'll make some comments on this, and then we'll open it up, and if Sandy comes on, we'll give her the floor. Here, I had the same. I guess these folks are busy, and we had a problem with my television program last Thursday where one of my guests got confused and messed it up. So, but at any rate, look, here's the way they're trying to play this. And by the way, let's make no mistake about it. You're hearing these numbers that black voters are moving in Donald Trump's direction and black voters may be voting Republican and so forth. Let me just tell you that this is part of their answer to that. Part of their answer to that is to convince them that all of this spirituality and all of the prayer and all of the invocations of God are nothing but cloaks, covers for a racist agenda, a white supremacist agenda. That's what they're trying to do. In other words, they're trying to smear and pollute the sincere expressions, patriotic expressions of people, the sincere prayers of people for our country. They're trying to pollute that, smear that, pervert that, and turn that into some kind of racist conspiracy. It's all about white supremacy. It's really all about putting, quote unquote, their words, not mine, people of color down and keeping them oppressed. I mean, it is so preposterous. It is so ridiculous that you just think, why do I even have to respond to this kind of ludicrous thinking? Well, you have to, because they will pound away at it and convince people that that's the reality. And frankly, they already have convinced people that that's the reality. They are by themselves. You've got plenty of these radical left black community who believe that Christianity is a white religion, which demonstrates their ignorance. So you and I have got to be careful of the truth. We've got to let people know the game, a deceptive game that they play here, because they're playing the game of power. And that's in any other form. They don't care what they have to say. They don't care what lies they have to tell. They don't care what they have to do for that matter in order to get and keep power. They will do anything they think it takes to get power and to keep it. I said, including violence. And we talked about that Biden had given the word to the FBI when they were raiding Mar-a-Lago looking for these classified documents, that they were to use deadly force if necessary. Against whom? The Secret Service agents guarding him? His family? Him. I mean, that's wishful thinking on their part, that there would be some overreaction or some wrong move that would allow them to take out a former president and say, well, he brought it on himself. They did what they had to do. I mean, I know, again, it's crazy that we even have to talk like this. But why in the world would you give the FBI orders to use deadly force if necessary when you're going after a former president who presumably is holding classified documents, which a former president is very likely to do, and which a president at least, had the ability to declassify documents, and there had been not a single hint of violence in any of his behavior or anything that he had done, and yet you're telling people that they might have to use deadly force? You're telling FBI agents? That's why we saw the pictures of them standing around Mar-a-Lago with these high-powered weapons, because that's what they were basically told by the Biden administration. Be ready to use deadly force. So, again, I repeat, I don't think there's anything they wouldn't do in order to keep the power that they have or in order to get it. Now, there are lots of things we wouldn't do. For example, We're not interested in killing anybody. We're not interested in hurting anybody. We're not interested in lying on anybody. We're not interested in smearing anybody with falsehoods. We're not interested. I'm not interested in any of that. I'm sure you all aren't either. We're not interested in that. We want to win this thing on the high road of moral excellence. We want to win it in a way that shows integrity and honor and decency and glorifies God. And we see that as an advantage. They see that as a disadvantage because they know that there's no level to which they will not stoop. Nothing that is beneath them, because they are wholly driven by their own lusts and their own passion and their own desire to have power and control over other people. That is what drives them in toto. So we shouldn't be surprised that they'll take the appeal to heaven flag and try to turn that into something evil, something wicked. And, of course, they've done that not only with that. They've done it with the Gadsden flag. They've done it with the American flag, for goodness sakes. You've heard them say, I see a bunch of American flags. It triggers me. What? The American flag is a symbol of our oneness as a nation. It's a symbol of our national unity. It's a symbol of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Why would it trigger you? Well, it triggers you if you've bought into, you've drunk the Kool-Aid that says America's a white supremacist country and everything about it represents racism and everything about it represents injustice and everything about it represents misogyny and everything about it represents, you know, oppression of women. I mean, and on it goes. If you bought into that, well, then, yeah, the American flag is not the shining symbol of freedom that we see when we look at it. It's a symbol of evil. It's a symbol of oppression. It's a symbol of racism. That's what this is all about, but particularly leading up to this election. And it's about undoing whatever numbers they see of black voters heading in Donald Trump's direction and expressing a willingness to vote for him. It's about undoing all of that and making sure that none of that comes to pass on Election Day. And they're just getting started, folks. We're still in the spring. They haven't even gotten started yet. Because as we get into late summer and fall, that's when you're going to really see the long knives come out. That's when you're going to really see them pull out all the stops, because they know right now they're in danger, but they figure they've got time and they don't want to unload their best ammunition or too early. They're saving it until later on. But you can rest assured there's going to be an October surprise, probably a September surprise, an August surprise. I mean, they're going to have stuff that they're unloading right up until Election Day, trying to make sure that really they've got two objectives. One is to be sure to undermine Donald Trump with his Christian base and to convince them that he is not worthy of the vote of Christians because of the lifestyle that he has lived in the past, A, and B, to convince black voters and other minorities that they should not and could not vote for Donald Trump because he represents racism, white supremacy, hatred of all people who are not of European background, that no matter what he says, he and the people who support him don't want anything but a white supremacist nation. That's what they're really up to. And they're going to sell that. You watch. They're going to sell that with everything they've got. And sadly, there are going to be a lot of people who will buy into it because they've been selling it for a long, long time, and they've laid the groundwork for it. But I really do believe this, that if the Republican Party, if conservatives will invest in responding to that, I think they can blunt it. They can practically stop it. But the problem is, we rarely do. We as Republicans rarely do. I still am a Republican. We as Republicans rarely do. And we as conservatives rarely do. They just can't understand the power of an investment in offsetting the lies of Democrats and liberals with regard to race. They can't understand investing heavily in that in order to give people a justification that they can say, no, 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 I don't believe that, because here are the facts. Here are the facts. And there are really no facts. There are plenty of facts, but we're really not, we don't put it out there. When our PAC advertised in Georgia, I think this was 2020, when I was down there. Yeah, in fact, I know it was, because we had the big the controversy over the Georgia election, of course. But we were down there advertising. I went down there and was kind of monitoring what we were doing and comparing it to what others were doing. And on the black radio stations, the gospel radio stations, I did not hear any Republicans doing anything except us. We were the only ones there challenging the Democrat Party on life, challenging them on marriage, challenging them on education. Other than that, it was radio silence. And that's these gospel stations and so forth. That's where you reach them. That's where you know that audience is. That's what they're listening to all day. And basically, we were competing against Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Comrade Kamala, you name it. They had all the big names out there telling black people why you had to vote for Joe Biden, because, you know, Donald Trump's a racist and Republicans are racist and all this. And it was just us. I mean, we held our own, but I tell you what, I mean, with all these different people, with all their different resources pouring money in, I mean, we were definitely outmatched, and we shouldn't have been. We should have been able to match them dollar for dollar, not just us, but conservative efforts should have been matching them dollar for dollar, and we weren't. We weren't. And you know, Donald Trump lost Georgia by 11,000 votes. 11,000 votes, folks. I mean, what? I mean, that's nothing. 5 million votes were cast in Georgia, and he lost by 11,000 votes. I mean, you could say, well, they cheated and got, however, but still, however they did it, the margin was infinitesimal. And you can't tell me that a serious investment could not have moved 11,000 votes. You can't just, I'm just not buying that. And Georgia has, I think, about a 20%. I think Georgia's got about the same number of black voters as we have in Virginia, about 20%. I mean, so that means you had about 2 million black voters casting votes. I mean, what percentage of those black voters do you need to move in order for that loss to become a win, assuming a legitimate election? Precious few, very few. So, look, we got this dinner right now, which is preoccupying me for the next 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from today. But after the dinner is over, we're going to be turning a great deal of attention to the election itself, because the stand was really formed to try to help save the country. And this election is critical. This upcoming election is critical to saving this country. We've got to get Donald Trump elected president of the United States in order to help save this nation. There's no question about it. If Joe Biden gets to serve 4 more years, I don't know what to tell you. I can't fathom it. You know, to talk about the disinformation being telling us that the economy is going great. And there's not a single person on this call who hasn't felt the sting of this economy. Not a single one of us. People who I know who are wealthy are pulling in because of how this economy is eating away at their wealth. Who is he kidding? And what's he likely to do for 4 more years? More of the same? More spending? Which means more inflation, higher prices for food, higher prices for gas, higher prices for housing, the inability of young people to even get into the housing market. I mean, I don't know. And look, that's just the tip of the iceberg, not to mention all this woke stuff continuing to push all of that on us and using the force of government to ram it down our throats. And our foreign policy, are we going to end up in some kind of major war? Because his projection of weakness is inviting all kinds of conflict. We see all these billions of dollars we've given to Iran, and we see how they're acting up. We spent billions of dollars in Ukraine, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm not even sure to what end. It certainly hasn't, all of our spending has not softened Vladimir Putin. And we are opening up the doors to allow China to come in and literally just buy up our country, buy up strategic assets in our nation, position themselves near our naval bases, buy up our food chains. They've got control of TikTok still. I don't know how that's ultimately going to work out. But, I mean, I can't think of anything good that this man has brought. But Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's exactly what the Biden administration has been doing to America, stealing from us, the American taxpayer. I mean, imagine putting kids out of community centers and putting kids out of schools so that illegal immigrants can stay in their gyms and stay in their schools. I mean, leaving aside the hotels. I mean, what? And we wonder why our kids aren't getting an education, because it's not a priority for the people, most of the people, who run these institutions. And certainly it's not a priority for the teachers' unions. But they'll be more empowered if he gets reelected. So clearly, that cannot be allowed to happen. And we've got to do everything in our power to make sure that it does not happen. Well, look, I'm going to stop there because it's almost 12:30. We'll go about 10 minutes with any comments that or questions that any of you might have. Oh, and by the way, I think I may have neglected to mention, we've got 30 complimentary tickets left. 30 complimentary tickets left. If you want to go to the dinner, you got to get yourself there, of course. But if you want to go to the dinner, we've got 30 tickets available. We will allow up to four for family and up to two per person. And all we ask is, but now we've got to give a final count on Friday. All we ask is that if you cannot come, if you get a ticket, you say, I'll reserve a complimentary ticket, and then you cannot come, to please let us know so that we don't end up paying for dinner that is not used and therefore wasting almost $125, because that's what the dinners pretty much are costing us, the cost of the ticket. We're not making any money on the tickets, on the dinner tickets themselves. So that's all we ask. But other than that, because of the generosity of our sponsors, we're able to share these tickets, and we're happy to share one with you. So all you got to do is go to the website, standamerica.us, sign up. Complimentary tickets is right there on the website. You click on tickets, getting tickets, and wherever that is on the website. But it's right on the home page. But you click on that, it'll bring you to a page where you can either purchase tickets or you can get complimentary tickets. So we invite you to take advantage of that, because we'd love to see you there. Okay? We'd love to see you there. And we don't want the ticket prices to be an inhibition. To the extent that we can, we want to accommodate those for whom the ticket price would be an obstacle to their coming. So come on out. All right, *6 is what you press if you have any questions or any comments. *6. And let's see. All right. Well, if there are no questions, no comments, I'll give you all a minute or two. My apologies for Sandy. I don't know what happened there. Sandy is very reliable, but obviously something went wrong. We will... Pastor Marlon, before we go, what's the deal with next week? No, next week we don't have a call. That's right.
No, we do have a call scheduled next week. And I just got a call. I haven't been able to answer it yet, but I got a call from Brigitte. So we're going to try to get Brigitte Gabriel on next week.
Okay. All right. So, folks, and then we'll be off the week of the dinner. So after next week, the following week, the day of the dinner, we will not be having a call, and we'll be back to report on you how everything went the week after that. All right. Well, listen, given the fact that there are no questions, I've said my piece, and I'll talk to Sandy. We'll figure out what happened because obviously something went wrong. But in the meantime, folks, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being with us. So stand up, step up, speak up, and refuse to back up because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit because we are on God's side.